ज्ञानञ्जन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्तिषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि नवजीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय हार्टली ओबेसियंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद सुत श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज and same in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru Aung Vishnupad Nitya Lila Pravishta Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. As I told before, yesterday, that how he was writing this book, weeping from eyes, from heart, and not in a line whenever he reminded any past times, he began to write the same thing. Prabhu more hasya kari koila ek din Dwarkar Pateshwari tumita praveen. One day he was, as a joke, told me, "Oh, you are queen of Dwarka, prominent queen. I am a like a beggar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tell me. I am a beggar, but you are the queen of Patrani, of king, of Krishna. Why you always want to serve me, bringing so much oil from Bengal and here cooking me, washing my clothes, everything you are doing? Why? Koto koto sannyasi paibe ama mahana. Oh, so many sannyasis you will have, you will meet. You should serve them. Like Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati, so many ways." Then I told Jagannath, Jagdananda Prabhu, "Rekhe dao tumar chalana. I know who you are. You are not sannyasi, but anyhow, you have taken the vesh of sannyasi. Ami, that is, I am the Palladasi of Radhika, and if you want to take me to Dwarka, I cannot go there. You have taken the mood of my Radhika, and if you want alone that I should take that Radhika with me in Braja and serve her alone, and I will keep you all anywhere. You want to serve Radhika alone. You want that you should take me to Dwarka, and you want that you will Levit Haradika Sarv Radhika alone in Vrindavan. Then he remembered one very sweet pastimes of his boyhood with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit. Both were at that time studying in Sanskrit school of Ganga Das Pandit. He remembered and he began to write weeping. Oho se Chaitanya Pad Bhajanera Sampada Kuthayebe Gelo Ama Chari. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, lotus feet. It is bhajan, it is
poilth of bhajan.
Feet of bhajan. I left that and still I am alive without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why I could not die without him? And that time I was rolling down on earth. Oh, where is my Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Where is my Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? One day, he remembered the sweet past tense. Oh, one day, in boyhood, we went to school, and there, anyhow, I quarreled with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, hatha-hati.
Fighting again.
Oh, like quarrel. And then, in the evening I went alone at the bank of Ganges on sand. Whole night I was weeping and weeping. In the meantime, when it was began to be
morning
at 4 p.m. in the night.
4 a.m.
4 p.m.
a.m.
a.m.
Brahma Muhurta.
He saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, Nimai and Gadadhar both in the darkness night they went there. Oh, Jagadananda, Mahaprabhu told, oh, Jagadananda, you should give up man. Oh, this is very bad. Katha bolo bakrata chadiya. You should
give up your crookedness.
You should talk with me. Don't be angry with me. You should know that man and angerness is no one. Man, in high class of love, man is there. But where there is no love and affection, there is anger. That is not man. in this world, man is very rare. Only you can see, oh, anger. Oh, he is telling that I asked Nimai Pandit, oh, why you and Gadadhar came in so night? The land of Navadvip is very hard and your feet is very komal.
Soft.
Very soft and soft. Oh, for me, you came here. Then Nimai Pandit told, oh, চলো চলো ঘরে, ইউ শুড নট ডু মান নাও, ইউ শুড কাম উইথ মি ইন মাই হাউস, মাই মদার ইজ ওয়েটিং ফর ইউ, আই সো দ্যাট ইউ আর সফরিং ইন মান and you have not taken anything. So whole day, night, I could not take also anything. I am starving. And in this night, I could not
sleep
on bed. On ground, I was sleeping. But no sleepiness. And at this time in the night, Gadadhar came and we have both come to take away to my house and there we will take prasadam. Then, Hinakalai Gadadhar, Gadadhar Pandit then came and he took my arms and he told that at once you should go with us. Then Mahaprabhu told, "Oh, man gelo, bhalo hoilo, man gelo. Now your man has gone. I am very happy. Now we should come to my house, Sachimaya, and there we will take something." গদাই চরণ ধরি উঠিলাম ধীরে ধীরে, প্রভু আজ্ঞা চলিতে না পারি, ঠেলিতে না পারি। দেন গদাধর টুক মাই আর্মস অ্যান্ড টুক মি টু উইথ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু, অ্যান্ড অ্যাট দ্যাট টাইম মাই মান হ্যাজ গন, সো আই কুড নট ডিস ওবে দেম। দেন the three reached to Sachimaya house and Sachimaya gave him something to eat and they ate and slept. In very morning, Sachimaya and Jagannath, they brought doodh, milk and rice and then we three took prasadam there and then again we went to Parsala.
School.
Now our prem was renewal. Like if any problem comes to Braja and Krishna is survived, then Mother Yashoda and Brajavasi prem become renewal. In the same way his prem became renewal. And here he telling that kondole prem hena jena suddha sem. If gold is cleared by fire, then it becomes very glittering. In same way by man, prem becomes glittering. Prabhu bole, ei lagi, tumi rago, ami ragi. Mahaprabhu told, oh, that is why you become anger like man and sometimes I do man. Only to renew the prem. So you should know Radhika and Krishna prem, renewal. By man, Radhika's Krishna becomes more happy by her. And sometimes Krishna told, I want to learn man from you. Radhika told, you want to learn? Yes. Achha. Then you should think that I have done man. And if I will tell anything, oh, you should do like this. No, I will not talk like this. So now Radhika wants to talk with Krishna. And Krishna has done man, so he is not
talking,
laughing, joking or anything, and he did his mouth face another way. Very long time. Then Radhika said, oh, I taught you man and you are doing man with me.
Not talking.
Ehana gauranga chanda na bhajila paramad. Bhajile se param sukha hai. Those who don't worship the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their life is unsuccessful. And those who serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lotus feet, they are happy. And they will be happy. Dayar Thakur Tehu. He is more merciful than Krishna and Radhika. Radhika whole mercy plus Krishna mercy. Both has come in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Daya Thakurate ho taha ki bhulite ke ho. Eto daya kare vivare. Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Ram killed so many demons. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never killed Jagai, Madhai or anyone. Changed their mood. And they became, in this life, they became a pure bhakta. But he killed Putana, Krishna, Agasur, Bakasur. In next
life,
birth, some became like motherlyhood, some became mukta only, not more than that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu changed his view. And they became pure bhakta lagai, like Jagai and Madhai. Chaitanya Amar Prabhu Chaitanya Na Chhari Kabu Sei Mor Prane Raishwar. I cannot give up Chaitanya Mahaprabhu my whole life. Je Chaitanya Bole Dake, those who are calling, oh Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ha Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ha Nityananda Prabhu. They are my life. Ha Chaitanya Pranthan na bolile jaijan. Mukhtar na dekhi nayane. And those who will not speak, oh Hare, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ha Nityananda Prabhu, ha my life and soul Nityananda Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I don't want to see their faces even. You should realize the mercy of Mahaprabhu more than Radha and Krishna together. Together their mercy is in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In so many ways you can see. Krishnam kare aparadhe ravichar. Krishna dham kare aparadhe ravichar. Krishna name and his dham. If you are aparadhi, Krishna prem will not come. But in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu name and dham, Navadvip, oh, easily it comes.
Nam loile prem den bahyo sudhar.
Chhadiya an Chaitanya katha. Anna itihas britha, bole jai mukhe agun tar. If anyone is speaking and talking anything else than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's katha, I will give fire in his mouth, so that he cannot again speak. What is Chaitanya katha? Only Krishna katha is in all parts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life we see. From beginning to end, only Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So Mahaprabhu's life is Krishna life, not separate. Ek din Prabhu more khelite khelite, chalila aval ka vali, Alka tire nivedite bani. One day, myself, Gadadhar Pandit and Nimai Pandit, three, we, for play, we went to a forest nearby. And when we entered in the forest, we saw three on a bakul tree. A parrot was sitting there, and the parrot at once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu anyhow. O parrot, and parrot come on his hand, like Krishna. Sriya Sukh he took, so this Sukh was like that. Mahaprabhu told, O Sukh, come on and sit my hand. And he came. Oh, you are Vyasaranandan. You are son of Vyasadev, that very Sukh. Radha Krishna Bali Kara Ananda Vardhan. Oh, you should speak, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. But that Sukh was so
arrogant
that he was only chanting Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, not Radha Krishna. Even Mahaprabhu told him, but he could not. प्रभु तारे दूरे फैली कोप करी छल छल करी तबु एक गौर गौर नाचे बोल. When Mahaprabhu became angry and he threw out the parrot and then he became dragon chant Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari. Then Mahaprabhu told, O Sukh, this is Navadvip, not Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan. Radha Krishna bolo, all should hear that you are speaking Radha and Krishna. And then Sukh told, Vrindavan Navadvip Hailo. Now Vrindavan has become Navadvip. Radha Krishna Gaur Hari Rupe Dekha Dilo. Ami a Sukh a Bane Gaur Nam Gai Tumi Mor Krishna Radha e Gadadhar Gadai. Then Sukh told that, oh, this is Navadvip. Vrindavan has come and become Navadvip. So, you are same Krishna, and here you have a Nimai, and Gaur has become.
Godai became, Radha became Godai.
And Radhika has become Gadadhar. Here Jagadanand is telling that. Gadai is Srimati Radhika, Radhika incarnation of Gadadhar Prabhu. Gadai Gaurangamur Pramanya Raishwar An Kichu Mukhena Aishe Atapar. From mouth I cannot speak another thing. Only Gaur Gadadhar, Gaur Gadadhar.
Kirtan.
Gadai Gaurangamui Radha Shyam Jani. I know that Gadai Gaurang is Radha Shyam. And this 16 crores, 32 miles of
Navadvip
is Vrindavan. There is no difference between Yashodanandan and Sachinandan. If anyone is thinking separate, I don't like to see his face.
Kirtan actor. Kirtan kariye dine bare.
Jagadananda Prabhu is telling, Nishtha karo bhaja bhai Gauranga charan. You should try to do bhajan of Gauranga charan. Even in Ashtakaliya Leela, first Leela of Mahaprabhu and then of Radha Krishna. Anna Devi Devata Kabhuna Bhajibe. Don't worship any demigods. By doing bhajan of Krishna, all demigoddesses and gods are happy, become happy. Gaurangera Das, Krishna Haite Gauruke Kabhunam Anibayan. Janibayan. Don't think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is separate from Krishna. Both are one. Nij Guru Deve Jana Gaur Kripa Patra. And you should know your Guru Krishna Kripa Patra. If he is not so, then how he can keep prem? Gaurangera Parsade Jana Gaura Deha Gatra. He is like the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Parsad, Parikar.
Associate.
Gaurbari Rasaposta Eimatra Jana Sakalas Gauranga Das Ekathati Mano. Paraninda Parchacha Nakaribe Kokhan. Don't criticize anyone. If he is doing so, nonsense. But you should not criticize him. Vale dirbhave ekante bhaja gauranga charan. If a man is to be criticized, he has done something mistake. But you should not. Otherwise, his that thing will come into you. So don't do. Gaur je sikhalo naam sei naam gao. What Gaur has told that Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hari Hare namah Krishna Jadavaya namah, Jadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya namah, Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan Giridhari Gopinath Madhav. Only this, especially Hare Krishna Ram, always sing, no other song. Gaur Bina Guru Nai, Ebhava Sansare. There is no one Guru like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Saral Gauranga Bhakti Sikhao Sabare Kutinati Chadaman Karaho Sakal Gaur Bhaja Lokaraksha Ekatre Milan. Oh, you should give up hypocrisy, Naki.
Hypocrisy.
You should make your heart very clean.
Neat clear. And clean.
Gaur bhaja lokaraksha ekatrem nishfal. Be
1.8.
Kutinati chado.
Give up cheating propensity.
Lokaraksha gaur bhaja ekatrem. to please all. And Gaur Bhajan, not same thing. It is like you are keeping your feet in two boats, and then you will die by that. So, give up to please all, except Radha Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jagai bole jadi ekanisht haye na haye dui nae paer nadi pare dud dasalo bise. I have told it. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Now,
the Kirtan.
Narada and Vyas Charitra dialogue will be told by Sriman Shuddhadvaiti Maharaj. How Vyas divided Vedas in four times, four parts. And then he made Brahma Sutra, essence of all the Upanishad and Vedas. And then he made, wrote Purans. Fifty-four kinds of Puran he wrote. He wrote also Mahabharata, but he was not happy. He was thinking, I have wrote everything, but why I am not happy? So what became? He should begin.
I will speak something on this dialogue between Vyasadeva and Narada Muni. Once upon a time, on the bank of the Sarasvati River at Samaprasna, Lord Vyasadeva was absorbed in contemplation. How is it that I have not been able to reach satisfaction? For Loka Siksha, for the benefit of everyone, I have divided the Vedas. I have written so many Puranas, Upa Puranas, and Saka Puranas. But still, my mind is not satisfied. I've written Mahabharata so it will be easier for everyone to understand. Now, the essence of the Vedas, I have written the greatest philosophical work, Vedanta Sutra, giving all the difficult points of the Upanishads and Puranas, making them clearer for everyone. Still, my mind is not satisfied. Now, in the Tathasandarbha, Jiva Goswami is explaining that the mind of Vyas is so great that it can accommodate all the knowledge of the world. In other words, there is no knowledge which can be beyond the mind of Vyasadeva. It is said also that in every Kali Yuga, one Vyas appears. In Vishnu Purana, the name of the 28 Vyasas which have come before what happened at Vyasadeva, they are given for each Kali Yuga. This is mentioned in Lata Bhagavata Vrita Ashtarupa Goswami. So all Vyasadeva is called Dipayana Vyasadeva, and he is the son of Parashadam Muni and Satyavati. Satyavati Sutta Vyas. So his mind had accumulated all the knowledge of the world, but still he was not satisfied. So he was contemplating that I have divided the Vedas, I have studied without any duplicity the Vedas, I have worshipped the spiritual master. How is it I am not satisfied? Then it dawned upon him that, maybe I have not directly described devotional service to the Lord. At that moment, his spiritual master, Narada Muni, came down, understanding that his disciple was facing some difficulty. And then when he came, He was worshipped, greeted by his disciples yesterday as the son of Brahma, addressed as such. Then Vyasa told him, this is, I have some difficulty, please ascertain what is the source of it. Not only expertly as a spiritual doctor, Sadhu Vedya, he took his spiritual pulse and he could determine, oh, you have not been satisfied because you have not directly described the glories of Krishna. Or Srila Gurudev many times is giving a very sweet explanation of this. Or Srila Madhav Maharaj has spoken on this morning, as well as Srimad Premarajan Prabhu this morning also speaking this very subject. That this is different, but he has not spoken to the sweet leaders of Krishna. Now, then when you ask him, have you described all the sakas, the friends of Krishna, they climb on his shoulders freely without any inhibition? And he told him, oh, to me, Amisama, you and I, you are equal. What kind of big man you are? Oh, no, I have not described this. Oh, then what have you described? Oh, have you described, oh, Mother Yashoda, she's showing a stick to Krishna? And he with the Supreme Brahman, everyone is afraid of him. Fear personified is afraid of him. He is afraid of his mother. Have you described this? Oh no, Gurudev, I don't describe. Have you described that the Supreme Brahman himself, Krishna? He is coming to beg at the feet of the sakyas. Please let me come in the kunja of my Swami Niradita. Because she's doing man and I cannot live without her. Have you described such a thing? No, I have not described. Then how can you be satisfied? This is the reason of your dissatisfaction. You should not encourage people as you have done. You have given so many rules and regulations about sense gratification, but people will only, they will forget about the rules and regulations and they will only engage in the prohibited activities in the name of Padma. So what you have done actually is not so much benefiting the people. You have not done what is appropriate. He said also that spiritual knowledge, even though it is devoid of karma, fruitful activities, it doesn't appear very good. It doesn't look very good. It is devoid of connection with the absolute truth. He said, whatever you describe, which is not connected to Krishna, it will only take different names, different shapes, and react to the sweetness in the mind of the people and create only disturbance. So you have not done properly. Then Narada Muni told him, actually you must describe directly that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but you must describe his sweet pasana, because only by hearing this will the mind of people will be distracted from engagement in sense gratification. They will be purified, they will be attracted, because Krishna has appeared on this earth for this particular purpose. Anugrahaya Bhaktanam, for the benefit of his devotees, is coming to perform his sweet lilas, to steal away our minds from our attachment to this material world. In this world, everyone is attached to love, affection. But in this world, love and affection is only of one kind. Now, the original discourse on love is between Krishna and the gopis, in which they were trying to make Krishna admit that his way of dealing with them was not very appropriate. So they told him there's a different kind of love in this world. And the first type of love they described is called Vanigma, or the path of the merchants, in which one is purchasing love with the currency of love. So this is what we know in this world. This is the only type of love we know, conditional love. So Krishna is appearing in this world and manifesting his sweet lilas. In other words, he's saying, look, this is what love is all about. See, the love I have with my sakas, with my mother, my father, my beloved, this is love. And the love that you are experiencing is not love at all. It is masquerading as love, but it is not real love. It is only a business deal. Vanikmaya, the passes of merchants. So Krishna has come to manifest these pastimes, but you, Vyas, my disciple, you have not described those pastimes. Therefore, how can you be satisfied? You should seek, and you should enter into trance of Bhakti Yoga, and then meditating on the Supreme Lord, by the strength of Bhakti Yoga, everything will be revealed to you. Then, to give encouragement, Narada Muni started to describe to him, to give face to him, the story of his own life. Gurudev explains in Beyond Vaikuntha that Gopal Kumar, to encourage also his disciple, Jana Sharma, that he described to him what happened to him, what was his own life experience. Because by doing this, the disciple did a great faith in the word of his spiritual master. So Narada Muni started to describe to Vyasadeva that he was himself, he appeared as the son of a maid servant in this age, and once upon a time when the rainy season came, then some sages came to the ashram in a village where his mother was living as a maid servant. And helping his mother, he was serving those Bhaktivedantas. I think Srila Gurudev said that they were the four Kumaras, if I'm not mistaken. Srila Prabhupada doesn't mention Srimad Bhagavatam, but all Gurudev, who is a mind of mercy, is giving so many details that we have not found anywhere else. Just before Gurudev was mentioning the Premjivata of Jagannatha Pandit, that we should see that our Guru is a patra, is a reservoir of Gora Kripa, of the mercy of Mahaprabhu. Also Gurudev mentioned that Mahaprabhu in this age, he has not come with any weapons, he's not killing anyone, he's killing the demonic mentality. And I remember one time my beloved Siddhartha Master Srila Gauravinda Maharaj was saying, even a demon can be, become a Vaishnava. And he looked at us and he was saying, aren't you all former demons? And I was thinking, oh, this is totally strong words. And he said, well, weren't you all previous demons? No, before you analyze your previous activities. And then I had to admit, yes, Gurudev, you're right, we're all previous demons. So Gurudev is a recipient of Gura Kripa Patra. And by his mercy, even us who have demonic qualities, he's turning us into Vaishnava, and this is his great glory. I wanted to show you this a little bit. So Narada Muni explained that I was helping my mother to serve those great saints, Bhaktivedantas. And then once only by their permission, I took their remnants. And by the power of that Mahaprasad, of those great saints, then my heart became purified. Already I was not a very playful child. I was I used to be sober, a little bit like this morning. Madhava Maharaj told us a little bit at the beginning of the biography of Srila Gurudev. Gurudev was sitting very peacefully. His mother would put him there, he would sit there, absorbed, not doing any mischief, not doing any nonsense, any playing. So in the same way Narada Muni, he was in that mood, very, very sober child. And when he received this remnants of the Bhaktivedanta, it kills everything in his heart. Then they gave him mantra initiation, and then they left that place. He said a little bit later, by the grace of the Lord, the tie of my mother's affection were tragically cut because one snake came and bit my mother. And I took this as the Lord's mercy, cutting my attachment. Then I started to wander all over the world. And I came to one sacred place in the bank of a river, and I sat under a tree and I started to chant the mantras given to me by those sages. And then, after some time, the Lord appeared to me. And as I saw him, all my eyes were full of tears of ecstasy, and I wanted to keep him in my heart. But then he disappeared and he said, oh, Narada, in this life, you will not see me anymore. Because those who have not fully cleansed their heart, any type of material attachment, they cannot see me. But I have given you darshan one time so that you will develop very strong eagerness to approach me again. And Narada kept on telling Vyas, in this way I kept on roaming all over the world, traveling through the forest, experiencing every different aspect of the creation. And then, at the time of death, just like lightning and light come immediately the same way, then I left my material body and achieved the spiritual body. At the next creation, when Lord Brahma again started to create, I appeared along with his mind-born sons and became known as the son of Brahma, Narada Muni in this life. Due to the grace of my spiritual master, I traveled all over the world playing on one instrument, Veena, the glories of the Lord. This Veena was given to me directly by Lord Krishna. And this way I'm traveling all over the world, glorifying the Lord. So this is in brief, the dialogue between Vyas and Narada Muni.
When Vyas heard the life history of Narad Rishi, and then by his teaching he went to his ashram in Badrikashram, and by Bhakti Yoga, what is Bhakti Yoga? Surrendering to Krishna totally. And he saw in his trance, oh, Krishna's sweet pastime from Vahe to up to Dwarka Lila, all things. He saw how Mother Yashoda bonded him. He saw also Raslila of Krishna. He also saw the prominency of Radhika. And that Krishna is telling, Napare ham nirvadya sanjujan. I cannot repay you, O Radhike, O Gopi. If I have life like Brahma, even I cannot. By your good and pure heart, if you will...
Excuse me.
Right?
Free from debts.
Then it may be that I will be...
Indebted.
Indebted, but even I will be...
Indebted to you.
Debted to you. So all history Vyasadeva wrote in Srimad Bhagavatam. Jasya vai sruyamayanayam krishne parma puruse bhakti rupapaddate punsa sokmo bhayapa. And he wrote all his sweet pastimes from Vaihut to Dwarka Lila, or battle of Mahabharata and everything. But these lilas are very, very grave. Without a Vaishnava, we cannot know the real meaning of Bhagavat, the sweet pastimes. Why he played that pastime? Very, very, very. We will discuss later on all these things. Thus, Jasyavai Sruyayaman Krishna Parma Puruse Bhakti Rupapadyata. If anyone will hear this sweet pastimes from any Vaishnava, then certainly Suddha Bhakti will come. And Krishna will be
controlled
by him. He will perceive. Satam prasangam vidya samvidau. Bhavante ritkarana rasayana katha tajjo sanata asu apabarg vatmani saddharati bhakti
anukramisati.
If anyone will do pranam to this Vaishnava sabha, Vaishnava
assembly,
who has organized, do pranam to him. You should pranam to all devotees, those who have gathered here. You should do pranam or to this place and those who are saying the Hari Katha, speaking Hari Katha to him and to all audience. Then very soon, Sadhana Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti and Prima Bhakti will come, and by that Krishna will be controlled. There is no other. But you should know, everywhere such as Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedas, Upanishad, Puran, Ramayana, everywhere it has written, without the help and mercy of Gurudev, you cannot do anything. Everywhere. So you should realize this. Without the help of Guru, you cannot attain a pure bhakti, especially Braj bhakti, especially Dasya, Radha Dasyam. So you should have your so much faith in Gurudev. As Jagdananda Prabhu told, Guru is
recipient of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, reservoir of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy.
You should always know. Guru is so, Krishna's all mercy together, it took the
form of
Gurudev. And that form is who? Baldev Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu. And all Gurus, his manifestations. Now, you should try always to be in the Sangh of Sadhu, Vaishnava, and to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. After this, Srila Ved Vyas in 5th canto, he has told a story of there was a jungle.
Forest.
A very dense forest. And a group of business persons were traveling there to make some business, to make more money. By money, what they have, they were not satisfied. So in this dense forest full of tigers and bears, lions, they wanted to do some business and to be more wealthy than before. So continue you. Damodar Maharaj.
Mudyam charam sarvanjana sanatana chakshur militam devatasmai sivgurana pancha-kata-kata-kata-kata-kata-sindhu-devacha patitanam pavanepya-vashnavidyamana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasivgurana Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my pranamas to Lotus Feet of my spiritual master, and Shubhad, Sisimad Bhaktivedanta, and Goswami Maharaj, my Shikshu Gurus, Nityananda Purusha, the Guru Govinda Maharaj, Nityananda Purusha, Bhaktivedanta, Bhana, Goswami Maharaj, Nityananda Purusha, Bhaktivedanta, Chidukam Maharaj, Chaitanya Sannyasis, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, thank you for coming. Here's some topics of Sri Krishna. So before we hear the glories of Navavana, Navadvip, Araranam Navavanam Vrajakamanam Te Nararanam Navavanam Vrajanayadvip. Sorry, we hear from Gurudev the glories of Navadvip, the Navavrindavan. But now we are coming to this world. This world is also one for us. But it's not sweet and nice like a forest of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Devadasara should try two things. Cultivate his attachment to the holy Dharma of Vrindavan, and at the same time should cultivate detachment from this world. So unless we know the sweetness of Vrindavan, not we, and unless we know the sufferings of this world and how we can develop in Bhakti. Therefore we are here in 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The son of Rishabdev, his name was Bharat Maharaj, and his history is given there in the 5th canto. Because of attachment to a deer, he took birth as a deer, next birth he took birth as the great Brahmin Jagbhara. So Jagbhara performed his pastimes when he was forced by King Rahugana to carry his palanquin. That time the king chastised Jagbhara, not understanding who he was, And Jai Bharat very, very mercifully gave him some instructions. Those instructions we will try to hear a little bit tonight. So first of all, Bharat Maharaj described in Rahuganath the forest of this material world. And after it, Sri Sukadeva Goswami explained the meaning of those same words to Parikshit. Therefore, Sri Jai Bharat explained, there was a merchant. He was very greedy for money. He was not satisfied with what he had. Therefore, he entered the forest in order to do some business, collecting wood, collecting animals, and he would make some money. But as he entered deeper into the forest, then he experienced so many types of miseries. First, he saw one friend in the distance, and he chased him. That was called a fleeting friend. He could not stay very long. As the merchant went further into the jungle, he experienced so many miseries. Nighttime when he tried to sleep, there was one cricket that was making a noise. He could not sleep. Sometimes he tried to sleep, some mosquito was there, he would go like half an hour. Therefore he could not sleep because of the chirping of the invisible cricket. Also there were many ferocious animals like jackals and tigers that were always after him. Because he was very thirsty, sometimes in the distance he would see a mirage. Oh, he thinks that looks like water, and he would run after the mirage. And then he would become even more lost. Sometimes he would become very cold. And that's called in English, you say, will of the wisp. It looks like a fire at night. Then he would chase after that imaginary fire. So he was always moving this way and that way, becoming more and more entangled in the forest of life. Sometimes he would be afflicted by great hunger and great thirst. Then he would try to get some fruit from a tree which had no fruit. Sometimes he felt great burning from the forest fire. Therefore there was one river. He would try to jump in the river, but that river was very shallow and he only hit his head up on the stones. Sometimes he would be kept awake by envious mosquitoes. Therefore he could not sleep. Sometimes he would try to find a way out of the forest, but he would become blinded by the whirlwind and he lost his way. Sometimes he would see some nice creeper and there was some chirping of the birds. Therefore that person, he tried to climb up the creeper. Sometimes he would see some honey, and when he would try to get the honey to get something to eat, then he experienced many, many stings from the bees. In that forest were six criminals, dacoits. They used to catch him and plunder all his wealth. Sometimes, being afraid, he would hide in a cave, and there was one very loud lion roaring, and out of fear of the lion, he would hide in a cave. Within that cave was one elephant, which also gave him so much fear. In this way, sometimes he would meet a python, and the python would choke him, and he would fall unconscious. So this is described, the forest of this world. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj, he described, Bhagavat Asita Asita Anubhavet. O Gurudev, those who are under the shelter of those who have heard from the Guru Parampara, they can understand the analogy of this forest very easily. But please be kind and explain the meaning. Therefore, Sri Sukadeva Goswami explained, who is the businessman? That is the jiva. Sri Chaitanya Pandit says, Bahiru, Krishna Bhayamukaho, Bhoga Manchakari, Nikatastiya Mayatiya, Japatiya Dev. The jiva, he becomes very much under the spell of the three modes of nature, Sattvagun, Rajagun, and Tamagun. He follows the activities that he performs as the modes influence his mind. Therefore sometimes he receives auspicious results in the mode of goodness, mixed results in the mode of passion, or suffering in the mode of ignorance. Therefore he comes to jiva when he turns his face away from Krishna, who is like the spiritual sun. Krishna Surya Samahaya Maya Adhika Jaha Krishna Taha Maya Nahi Adhika. When he turns his face away from Krishna, immediately he's captured by illusion. Just like when I face the sun, there's no shadow. But when I turn my face away from the sun, I'm immediately captured by illusion. Therefore, the jiva, when he turns his face away from Guru and Gauranga, immediately he receives a material body given to him by the three lords of nature, Prakriti. Then he tries to enjoy this material body and what is related to this material body. There, this material, this forest is called samsara, or they call it bhavpati, bhavtabi, the forest of this, the forest of material enjoyment. Therefore, moving in this forest, he is hoping to secure sense enjoyment, but he experiences so many different types of miseries. He sees a fleeting friend. What is a fleeting friend? Rubles, gold. Sukadeva Goswami says, the yellow stool of gold. Because gold is a fleeting friend, comes and disappears. It's like sometimes we shave and have no hair, sometimes we have a lot of hair. Sometimes money is coming, sometimes money is going. Therefore, the jiva, he chases money anyhow to become happy, but he cannot catch it because that is chanchal rakshi. He cannot stay without the service of Narayana. Sometimes, then he experiences many difficulties. Sometimes in his cricket, that means people criticize us behind our back. You know, someone in the next room says, that time you cannot sleep because of the cricket. Sometimes envious people, like mosquitoes, like tax agents, enemies, criminals, always plundering our wealth, plundering our blood. Sometimes he marries, then the wife and children, they become like jackals and tiger. Dincha Dakini Rakshika Bhagini. The wife is described like, in daytime she's like a witch. In daytime she's like a witch. She takes away all your wealth. In nighttime she's like a tiger because she sucks your blood. When the husband returns home to enjoy with the wife, then he has sex life, he loses his blood in the form of semen. Therefore she's like a tiger. And the children, I know what I was like as a child, always trying to suck money off the parents, like a jackal. But the conditions told me things, these are my friends, but actually those children are his enemies, always plundering his wealth. I won't go into my childhood either, but yes, it's like that, isn't it? So the man, he collected so much wealth, but what happens? Wife and children stealthily or unstealthily plunder all his wealth, which should be used for the service of Krishna. The living entity is always meditating on what is temporary, therefore he's experiencing unlimited miseries. Sometimes he sees he's burning, therefore he tries to take shelter in a shallow river. That means he experiences so much burning from the three tapas, Adhyatmik, Adhidevik, Adhibhautik. Then he's looking for some shelter. Then the shallow river refers to some bogus swami, some bogus religious process, some yoga, reiki, astrology, raw food diets. Then he jumps in there to try and get relief, and he only cracks his head, experiencing suffering. Sometimes he approaches a tree which gives no fruit. That means he goes to a sinful person or an impious person who cannot give him anything, only gives him suffering. See, Kaviraj Goswami said, I wasted my life serving miserly persons. Then sometimes in the forest, he sees a Gandharva Purva. That means like a flower in the sky. That means he imagines so many things. I'll do this, I'll become happy. I'll do this, I'll become happy. Gurudev tells a nice story. There was one beggar and he was begging. And someone gave him half a kilo of corn. 1 kilo of corn. Then that potman, he said, you take rest in my shed. And that man, the beggar, was thinking, 1 kilo of corn? I'll sell half the kilo and buy 2 chickens.
They not raise chickens, the chickens will grow up, they'll have babies. They not have many chickens, 50, 100, 200 chickens, 500 chickens. I'll sell the chickens, I'll get so much money. Then so many ladies will come, I'll marry a very good girl. Then I'll order her, hey, do this, do that. So that blind man, that beggar, he's in the pot chest doing this in his sleep, and he breaks the pots. Then the owner comes and starts beating him and takes away the 1 kilo of corn. And he's left like that. So living empty, he's like that. He sees the gun by the Buddha. He thinks, if I can do this, I'll be happy. I'll do this, I'll be happy. Like as children, we think, if I go to school, I'll be happy. But school is like a hell. If I can get out of school, then I'll be happy. Then he goes to college, more hell. If I can get out of college and get a job, I'll be happy. But that job is like hell. If I could marry, then I'll be happy. That is like double hell. If I could get children, then I'll be happy. Then it's so much more suffering.
Triple hell.
Huh?
Triple hell.
If my children would leave home, then I'd be peaceful. That is like quadruple hell. Then old age comes, so many problems, because he's like a dog chasing his tail. So he's imagining many things. I can do this and become happy. Isn't it? We're always making so many plans. In the future, I'll do this, I'll do that. Like Gandharva Puja, chasing imagine a pie in the sky. Sometimes he sees a nice kripa and hears the chanting of the birds and he wants to enjoy it. Yeah, but the kripa means the arms of a woman. Therefore, he wants to enjoy to hear her sweet voice. Oh, Prabhu, you're such a qualified devotee. We can do bhajan together. He becomes familiar and forgets everything. Sometimes he's captured by the snake and he chokes him. Then he becomes unconscious. That is like deep sleep. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jiyagyaga, Gorachandra, Gore, Kotanidra, Jalma, peace of sleep. We are deeply sleeping on the lap of Maya. And we think very nice lap, like a bed of roses. But that is not a bed of roses, Baba, that's a bed of thorns. Therefore we lose so much of our, I lose especially, so much of our life in sleep. So many problems he has. Sometimes he gets disease and he hears the roaring of a lion. That is like death. Then out of fear of death, he goes to the cave. That cave means many different types of diseases. But in that cave, there's also one elephant. And the elephant is dead for some time. Then out of sorrow, he experiences so much anxiety constantly. Sometimes he becomes like a monkey. Or by associating with other monkeys. Means sometimes that person is fortunate to come to the feet of Sadguru. But that person out of bad association gives up the feet of Guru and becomes like a monkey. A monkey always looking at the face of other monkeys and enjoying. So that person gives up the feet of Guru and associates with others who give up the feet of Guru, he becomes like a monkey. And like a monkey jumps from one tree to another tree to another tree, the jiva jumps from one body to another body to another body. Therefore this is called the forest of material life. Then Sukadeva Goswami describes, Bharat Maharaj describes to Rahugana, O king, there is only one way to get out of this forest of material existence. That is the path of Garuda. Other kings try to get out of this, they are like the flying of the insects. Therefore, don't choose the path of the insects, choose the path of the Paramahamsas like Garuda. Then you can very easily escape the forest of this material world. And hopefully by hearing Prem Vibhata from Gurudev, we'll get the desire to leave this material world and go to Navavanam, Navadvip, our original home. Go Premanandi!
This Upakhyan is very deep meaning. That meaning is that Supreme Lord Krishna is very merciful. Labdhva sudardabham idam bahu sambhavante. Mercifully, Krishna has given this human form. Not to marry, not to enjoy, not to do sense frigates. Nothing. Only to do bhajan. But from beginning, we are engaged in sense gratifications and sense enjoying and all these things. Again, you will have to take birth like hogs, pigs, dogs, fishes, and all these things. Sometimes we forget, but remember always death is dancing on your head. When you will have to go, you don't know, anyone knows, only Krishna knows. So before death, you should be ready. What ready? Oh, do bhajan, and for what, after that, what Krishna wants. So, Bharat Maharaj had given all the instructions to Rahugan Raja, a king, who was going to the place of Kapildev Rishi Ashram to ask all these questions. To whom we should take shelter? Who is the highest shelter? He was going in a palanquin. And how he met Bharat and his life story will explain Prem Prayojan.
Anything I'm hearing, but now nothing.
First of all, I have like sustained and represented me, my God, like flowers, thousands of times, at the lotus seat of Asmadeva Pramarada from Guru Parakrama, from Vishnu Parada, Shotar, Sisimai, Bhakti Dantan, Narayan, Goswami Maharaj. Secondly, after my Kanam, at the lotus seat of my Sri Guru Parampara, Sri Vipanuga, Gaudiya Guru Parampara, and after my pranam, so now you should identify that more than some of Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis and guests. So, Sri Gurudev requested me to speak briefly about the history of Sri Bharat Maharaj. Such a great personality, after whom this planet was called Bharat, Great Bharat. So, actually, Bharat Maharaj was one of the 100 sons of Rishabhdev. So Rishabhdev, he was his guru. And from when he was a young man, his guru instructed him, Nayam deha deha vajamrayoke kastankaham atividbujamye Tapo divyam putaka yena sattvam shudyadasman brahma sakyam tarantam. O my dear sons, you have taken birth in the human form of life. And this human form of life is very special. It should not be wasted simply in sense gratification, like pigs. Pigs are always looking for comfort. Even they have no discrimination. They eat stool, they will have sex with anyone, mother, sister, daughter. Don't be like pigs. But rather, Tapodivyam Putrakayena Satkam Shuddhya Yasna Brahma Sautam Kalantam. There is a type of happiness that is pure. It is eternal. It lasts forever. This is Brahmasu, transcendental happiness. And therefore, one's life should be spent Tapodivyam in the transcendental austerity. That really means in the dedicated devotional service, hearing, chanting, remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead under the guidance of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas. See, Rishabdev told his sons, Pum Sanskriya Maitin Bhav Naitan, Tayo Mitori Gaganti Mahu, Aho Griyakshetra Sintakta Vita, Dinasya Mahoya Mahama Maiti. The basic principle of this material world is attraction between male and female. When male and female become attached to each other, then a very big knot is tied in the heart of ahankar, false ego. And from that moment, the person is always thinking, aham mameti. They become bewildered. I am this physical body. This family is mine. This house is mine. This land is mine. This money is mine. And the mind is constantly thinking, I am mine, I am mine, I am mine. Absorbed in a framework of reference which is completely external to the self, to the soul, which is transcendental and not related to anything of this world, only related to Supreme Lord. So Rishabdev left home and went to the forest, and his son Bharati became king, and he ruled over his kingdom until the age of Satyayu. So he ruled until the age of 50,000 years. So that was still quite young in those days. So while he was still young and strong and had energy, then Bharat Maharaj, remembering the teachings of his father, he left everything. He walked away from his kingdom, his wealth, and all things, just as a person, after visiting the latrine, walks away without bothering to turn back. And he went to the forest, and there he began to do bhajan, remember his mantra, and meditate upon the Supreme Lord. And in this he was very determined, one-pointed, very focused, and day by day he was making progress. Even Rati was beginning to come, some ecstatic symptoms he was experiencing. But it happened that one day, very close to the place where he was doing bhajan, one deer was drinking water from the river. And suddenly, a tiger came there and roared. And the deer became so frightened that deer, she tried to jump across the river. But she could not. She jumped into the water. And that deer actually was pregnant. And the baby deer in the womb of the mother deer came out because of the shock and fell into the water. And then the mother deer just about managed to get to the other side of the river. And when she arrived on the other side of the river, she was so traumatized. And you know deer, they have very beautiful lotus eyes. And with her beautiful eyes, she looked across at Bharat Maharaj, who had been there doing bhajan. And by her eyes she begged him, please, save my baby. And then from the trauma, that deer, she died. So then Bharat Maharaj, seeing this, had to make a choice what to do. So he was very soft-hearted. And he jumped into the river and he saved the baby deer and brought that baby deer onto the land. But now he thought, if I just turn this baby deer into the forest, no mother or father, immediately the baby deer will be killed. So I have to take care of this baby deer. So he began to give some milk, give some water, and follow the deer and take care of the baby deer so that it will be protected and not disturbed by any other creatures. And day by day, the deer began to grow. But not only did the deer begin to grow, but Bharat, he developed some attachment to that deer. And his attraction for that deer began to grow day by day by day. Before, he used to sit in meditation remembering his mantra and absorbing the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. But now when he starts to meditate, the baby deer used to come with his wet nose and poke his nose under his arm and disturb him, go away. And then again, okay, then he would pick up and put the baby deer in his lap and then remember his mantra. And next day when he's remembering mantra, he's not thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord, he's thinking, where's my baby deer? In this way, he experienced vikshep, distraction. And slowly, slowly, he became less and less absorbed in hearing and chanting and remembering, and became more and more absorbed in thoughts of the deer. One day, a herd of deer came to that area, and that deer ran away and joined them. And Bharat Maharaj was so distressed. He got up. He was thinking, where is my deer? Where is my deer? And he was wandering through the forest. He saw the footprints of the deer on the ground. He said, oh Mother Earth, what austerities have you performed to have the touch of the feet of my deer? By the touch of the feet of the deer, then this land becomes suitable for the performance of yajna. And he became completely attached, like a mad person. And in this way, slowly his life passed. And when the last moment of his life came, then instead of remember, Ante Narayana Smriti, life is successful when, at the end of one's life, one remembers the Supreme Lord. Instead of Ante Narayana Smriti, he remembered that deer. And when his soul left the body, he then took birth as a deer. Sri Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita, Jamyam Vapi Smaram Bhavam Chajatyante Kalevram. Whatever you remember at the time of death, Tantamevaita Kuntaya Sathata Bhavataha, then you'll become like that. So because he remembered the deer, then he lost his human form of life and took birth as a deer. In this there are so many teachings. Some acharyas have said, why after leaving all things did he become attached to a deer? One explanation is actually when he left his home, he still had some attachment for one of his sons. And after some time, again, his attachment came out. And he superimposed attachment for his son on the deer. Another explanation is that if someone will make offense, commit apparat, then he has five reactions. First reaction is asraddha, the faithlessness. One loses faith in Sri Krishna, the severity, the tendency to serve. This is first reaction, asraddha. Second reaction, the kutilya. One becomes very crooked. Glorifying Guru, glorifying Vaishnavas, glorifying Krishna, but in the heart, not feeling anything or realizing anything or even thinking opposite things. This crookedness. Like Duryodhana inviting Krishna, oh please come to my home. I want to please you and give you so many preparations. But actually has no love at all for Sri Krishna. This is the second reaction. The third reaction, that the mind becomes absorbed in things that gradually corrode one's faith. So here in this example, we see Bharat Maharaj, his mind became absorbed in the deer. And gradually his faith was corroded. Down, down, down. Fourth reaction is one's sadhana becomes slack, very lazy, not rising early in the morning, not chanting, fixed number of rounds, and all of these things. Bhajan becomes slack. And fifth reaction of aparad, offense, or one may be doing bhajan, but one starts to feel proud. I am following very, very strictly. This pride that comes in one's own spiritual practices. This is the fifth reaction of aparad. Some acharyas, they have said, Oh, attachment to the deer, this was coming from Prarabdha Karma. But bhakti is so strong, it can overcome all Prarabdha Karma. So therefore this attachment came, why? There must have been some offense. Srila Jiva Goswami Pada Bhakti Sandarbha also explains, other acharyas describe that actually Bharat Maharaj is a great soul and he's done this pastime in order to give teaching to the world, to be very, very careful of material attachment that can come in a very small thing and gradually completely ruin one's life. And to give the teaching that the sadhu, he needs sadhu sangha. Without the association of a sadhu, gradually one will become weak and overpowered by material energy. If Bharat Maharaj, when he has his difficulty, when he first had some attachment or problem, or even when he was in an advanced stage, if he had left that place and gone to take shelter of any very high class of sadhu, then that sadhu would have removed all the attachments from his heart.
What is the meaning of sadhu sangha?
Sadhu sangha. Sadhu means?
No, no. What is the meaning of sangha?
Sadhu is a holy person. And sangha means association. This association, the word sangha is divided into two parts.
What is the association?
This word sangha is divided into two parts.
Sangha, oh, I am telling to follow. Oh, you said this. What he is telling, Guru or Vaishnava or Sadhu, we must totally follow him in action, not only hearing and taking it off. If a Sadhu Sangha is done by this, by following, he cannot deficiate, he cannot do anything, he cannot bring anything in his heart beyond Radha and Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should try to follow. If we follow, oh, we will develop our bhakti very soon. Go on.
Sana means sam, samyak rupena, completely. And ga means anagana, to follow behind, to follow outwardly, inwardly, by body, mind and words, the teachings and the examples of Sri Guru and Shuddha Vaishnavas. So if he had done it, Bharat Maharaj could have been saved. Srila Jiva Goswami Pada also explained that sometimes the Supreme Lord makes some difficulty in the life of a sadhak in order to increase their hankering for bhajan. Like Narad Rishi in his previous career, actually he had no attachment. But in his life when he was meditating, one day he had the darshan of Supreme Lord Narayan for 1 second. Then a voice in the sky told him, oh, I have appeared to you for a moment, but for the rest of your life you will never see me again. Because those who are not completely pure, they cannot have my darshan. I have appealed to you to increase the intensity of your bhajan. So, actually, Narada at that time had sattvic banavas, some sattvic desires to do bhajan in a peaceful place. And because of this, he could not have the darshan of the Lord. But this desire was given by the Lord to increase his feelings of separation. So this can also be applied to Bharat Maharaj, because actually he is a great personality. So then Bharat Maharaj became a deer. Another teaching in this is Yamyam Bhakti Smaran Bhavam Chaja Chaja Kaleva. Yes, whatever you remember, the time gets a deer like that. So on the negative side, if a person will remember anything of this material world, then they will take birth again as that thing in the material world. But Srila Rupa Goswami Pada, he explained, Krishnam Smaram Janam Chasya Prashtam Nija Sanihitam Tattat Pitara Chasya Saukaryam Vasam Pradeshada. One should always remember Krishna, but not alone. Krishna alone with his associates. Especially, remember one associate of Sri Krishna, after whom one wants to follow. who is serving Bhagavan Krishna in the way that your heart wants to serve them, and always being absorbed in the katha of that associate of Radha and Krishna, physically, or if not physically, by mind, always reside in Vrindavan. So if a person in this life, they are spending their whole life chanting and remembering, and by mind, following in the footsteps of the associates of Sri Krishna, and they remember this at the time of death, what will happen? Just as Bharat Maharaj became a deer, then that devotee, they will become an associate of Sri Radha and Krishna, and serve them forever. This teaching is there in the life of Bharat Maharaj. Now when Bharat Maharaj was a deer, because in his previous life his sadhana was in such a high stage, even though he took birth as an animal, he remembered his previous life. And now, as a deer, he was lamenting. Alas, alas, what have I done? I had a very good opportunity to become Krishna conscious, but I have lost it. And now I have taken birth as an animal. So in that life, he was very careful not to become absorbed in sense gratification. The deer, they like to eat the fresh green leaves from the trees. But when Bharat was in the body of a deer, he never ate the green leaves from the trees. Too much sense gratification. He would wait till the leaves became old and dry and they fell to the ground, then he would eat the dry leaves. Also, he used to go in the forest and wear sadhus. They were engaged in kirtan and harikatha. He would come and at a distance, he would listen to the katha of those sadhus. But he did not get too close to them. In case if they become oppressed, then same will happen to them. So from afar, he was listening to their kirtan. And quickly, that life of the deer passed. And at the very last moment, as if in his life as a deer, when the final moment of his life came, he cried out, "Oh my Lord, I am yours. You are the Supreme Absolute Truth. I fully take shelter of you." So someone may say, those who are listening attentively, and thinking carefully about the Kataras, well, wait a minute. Deer don't speak. Deer don't talk. How can this deer call out, "Oh my Lord, I am taking shelter of you"? So, it's explained that bhakti is swata siddha, self-manifest. Atasi Krishna nama inapagat prayindre se mukhi jiva goswami vasuratidha. The name, form, qualities and pastimes of Sri Krishna are transcendental. The mature senses cannot touch them. But seven mukhi, when the soul is seven mukhi, ready to serve, crying out from the core of the heart, "I want to serve you," at that time, then Krishna's naam, rup, guna, lila, swayam eva, spuratika, they manifest themselves transcendentally. So at that last moment of his life as a deer, he cried out, "I want to serve you." And at once, the bhakti manifested, and he began to speak, and gave up his life, and then he took birth as Jatabharat. In this life, he was born in a Brahmin family. And he said, "In this life, I don't want to get entangled with anyone or anything. So, I'm not going to speak to anyone. I'll pretend it to be Jag. Jag means inert, lifeless. And especially means deaf and dumb. So even though he was very intelligent, and he knew everything, but still, he acted as if he was deaf and dumb. If anyone spoke to him, no response. He was talking only, making some sound. He had so many brothers.
Rahu and Raja.
The brothers, they said, "Oh, he's deaf and dumb, he's useless." They never gave him any good food. They gave him the rice that was burnt and stuck to the bottom of the pot. "Here, eat this." But he never complained about anything. His father tried to teach him mantra because he was in a Brahmin family. "Repeat after me. Oh." Just making noise. His father used to tell him, "Wash your hands after passing school." But he would wash his hands first and then pass. He behaved like a complete fool. So that everyone would forget about him, leave him alone, and he could just be absorbed in his bhajan. So one day, his brothers told him, "I want you to stay in the forest at night, in the field, and take care of the crops, so that no dangerous animals come there, or any elephants come and eat our crops." So he was on guard at night, watching the crops. At that time, there was a group of thieves, jackals. And they wanted to do a human sacrifice to please their goddess, Bhadrakali. So they captured some person to make a human sacrifice, but that person escaped. And they were looking for him and trying to find him. But they could not find him, but they found this dead and dumb person. Oh, this person is a useless idiot, no one will miss him at all. Let's take him. And they took Jadbharat back to their lair, and there they had a deity of Kali. And they were doing kirtan to Kali, and they wanted to sacrifice him so that Kali would give a blessing and that they would be successful in their criminal activities. So they both had Bharat in front of the goddess Kali, and their priest, he told him, give your pranam here on this chopping block. But Bharat Maharaj, she was not worried or disturbed. He just bowed down. And then when the priest took a knife to cut his head, just then, there was an explosion out from the deity of Kali. Then Bhadrakali, she actually appeared with many arms carrying weapons, along with her ferocious associates. And quickly, she killed all of those jackals. And then, she, with folded hands, she said to Bharat, Jadbharat, please, be merciful to the people of this world. I know that you are a pure devotee, but you are hiding your qualities. So don't hide from the world. Give mercy to the people. And then she disappeared. So then Jadbharat was wondering again. And at that time, there was a king called Maharaj Raghugana. Maharaj Raghugana, he was a king, so he was somewhat passionate. But he had an interest in spiritual life. And so he was riding on a palanquin to the Kapil Ashram because he wanted to meet sages there and put to them the important questions of life. Who am I? Why am I here? What is the goal of life? How can I attain the goal of life? All of these questions. So he was riding on a palanquin. So as he was going, the palanquin carriers, they needed an extra person to carry the palanquin. So one of them came and they saw the Jadbharat, he was big and strong, and they grabbed him and said, you come and help carry the king's palanquin. So Jadbharat, he never quarreled with anyone. He thought, what happens to me, it is the will of the Lord. So he went along and he took the palanquin on his shoulder, and then the palanquin drivers began to walk. If you ever see, they all walk in time, left, right, left, right, to keep the palanquin moving smoothly. So when Jadbharat was trying the palanquin, he looked around and he saw there were some ants and he didn't want to step on them. So he was stepping here and there, and so the palanquin was rocking, shaking. So the king was inside. He put out his head. He said, hey, what's going on? Carry the palanquin properly, otherwise I'll punish you. And then they continued, and again Jadbharat was trying to miss the ants. And again the palanquin was rocking. So the king became furious. He said, hey you! Why are you rocking the palanquin? I see that perhaps it's because you are tired. Because you carried this palanquin a very long way. Actually, the king was being sarcastic. Jadbharat has only just joined the party. Maybe you cannot carry the palanquin because you are so weak and lean and thin. But Jadbharat was very strong. In this way, the king chastised him. He said, listen. I am the king and you are my servant. And if you don't do what I tell you, then I'll punish you. So then Jadbharat, in a very humble mood, he said to the king, actually, all the things that you have said, they are true. I have not been carrying this palanquin for a long time because I am not this body. I am the soul. The activities performed by the senses are carried out by the external energy. And I am the passenger within the vehicle of the body. He said, you said to me, oh, you are not very stout or strong. It's true. I am not big, I am not small, I am not fat, I am not thin. I am the soul. Soul is subtle, like 1/10,000 the tip of a hair. And in this life, some people, they take birth as king. In the next life, they become a beggar. In the next life, they become a criminal. In the next life, they become police. In this way, always changing positions. This is temporary. So in this life, you are thinking you are the king, and you are thinking that I am your subject. So if you think that this is true, and you have the right, then you can punish me if you like. When the king heard these words, he was amazed. He jumped down from the palanquin and he gave Dandavat pranam to Jagbharat. He said, Maharaj, who are you? Are you Kavim, Hadim, Antariksha, Prabhuja, Kapalayan, Samasa, Karabhajan? Are you one of the nine Yogendras? Are you Kapildev? I was going to see Kapildev. Tell me who you are. Jagbharat said, oh, have you heard of a king called Bharat Maharaj? Rahugan said, yes, long time ago. In my very dynasty, there was a king called Bharat Maharaj who left everything and went to the forest. And he did bhajan there. Then Jagbharat said, oh, I was that Bharat Maharaj. The king was astonished. And then he began to explain to him his life history. The king wanted to know what is the nature of the soul. Bharat Maharaj said, actually, the soul has no relation with this physical body. No connection, it is transcendental. But we suffer. Why? Because of association with the material mind. If there's a fire, then the fire heats the pot. The pot heats the water. The water cooks the rice. So in this example, the fire means the sufferings and misery of this world. The pot is like the body, and the water is like the mind. And through the mind, the soul, like rice, experiences the heat and the pain and problems of this world because of association with the mind. But then the king said, to some extent I understand this example, but really, the rice is associated with the water. But you said the soul is fully transcendental. So how does the soul associate with the mind? See, Bharat Maharaj told him, hey Rahugan, Rahuganaika kapasana jati na chajjaya nirvapana dhriyatva na chandra sanayva jalani surya binamahat pada rajovishekam. Actually, the transcendental reality, it is achincha tattva. No one's mind intelligence can understand it. One cannot understand the soul, and one cannot understand God by doing tapasa, austerities. One cannot understand the soul and God by perfectly following all one's karmas and dharmas in Varnashram Dharma. One cannot realize the soul and God by making very grandiose arrangements for worship. One cannot understand God by sitting in the blazing sun, surrounding oneself with fire and meditating to overcome the duality of the world. Or breaking the ice and immersing oneself up to the neck in freezing cold water during the winter. By all of these different practices to overcome duality, they all fail. There's only one way to know the soul and the relation of the soul with God. Vinamahat pada rajovishekam. Unless and until one smears one's entire body with the dust of the lotus feet of a pure Vaishnava, one cannot realize these things. So only Guru Seva and Vaishnava Seva cause the soul to be enlightened and enriched with transcendental love. So this in essence is the teaching of Bharat Maharaj and his life history.
There are so many teachings in this Upakhyan Bharat. Bharat Maharaj, he was the king of whole universe, not on earth. And his age was 1 crore years. 1 crore, not 100,000 and lakhs. And his half-life, that is his 50 years. 50 years means 1/2 crore years. He left this world. His very beautiful wife, beautiful sons and daughters, So big kingdom, wealth, everything, position. And he went to forest. Why? That these are bogus things. We should not lose our time in only this sense gratification and with children and sons and daughters and with wife. Thus he went to forest. Why? To give his whole heart to Krishna. For bhakti he went. And there he achieved the stage of bhavrati. Very rare, very rare. He attained that position. But one day he saw that a lion was roaring and nearby a deer was very thirsty. He was
drinking water.
Drinking water. At once he jumped and his
baby
came down and he was sinking in the river. He had left his wife, so many children, everything.
All his
position,
wealth,
everything. But he saw that, oh, this baby is driving. So I must save her. This worldly
mercy
feeling came in his heart.
Compassion.
And thus he at once jumped in the river and took that baby. And he was so much attached. You should see how he was detached from worldly all these things. His own wife, very beautiful, his own sons and daughters and so many things, and he has come to serve Krishna Bhakti Yoga. But what became? In the same way, we should think over it, that anyone left his world, his mother, father, wealth and everything and came and took sannyas. And after that, oh, he met any lady and she is smiling. Oh, I have love and affection for you, really. I want to serve you. And then, oh, at first he has left everything, but now what became? In a glance, all vairagya and everything went on. So by this upakhyan bharat, we should realize this. We should follow his instructions. We have not come in this world for intoxications, sense enjoying and other things. So whether lady or male, both, instruction is there. In wholeheartedly, complete heart, we should try to serve Krishna, bhakti yoga. Sangha means not to come here in our association. But what you are hearing, you should follow totally like that. Then Maya will not come, otherwise Maya will come. And Maya will tell, I love you. And then what? Her greedy eyes you will see and fell on her trap. Always be careful. One thing more. Rahugan asked that if there is a cooker pot, fire is burning, water is
inside the pot, boiling.
Boiling. And we get some rice in that. And it became
cooked rice. Cooked rice.
Cooked rice. No direct that fire was with
rice.
But on the fire, on a pot, water is there, water is boiling, and rice is boiled. In this way, what we are suffering, old age, are so many problems. Atma is experience of that, or he is feeling all these things or not? Again, not clear.
Clear.
Who is
suffering?
Soul,
mind is suffering.
Or mind, or what?
Mind is suffering.
Then telling, Atma is not suffering. But he has attachment in this body, that I am this body. This is the reason of all sufferings. You are not soul.
Not this body.
This body, but you are soul. Part and parcel of Supreme Lord. If you have attachment in this body, that I am body, then you are suffering everything. And if you are not, but who is suffering? Mind. And thinking that I am that mind. Very, very deep thing. But you should know. So, I think it will be proper that in beginning we should follow Bharata Maharaj and his teachings. Don't be attached anywhere in this world. Even Maya Devi comes, or even Kamdev comes, Cupid. Kamdev comes. We should try to do bhajan. This life should be dedicated for Krishna consciousness, not for anything. I think you should take this instruction in your pocket, in your heart, and then return back to your home. And help others also. Gauranga balite habe pulakasari.
Purandar?
Purandar?
Nahi.
Gauranga balite habe pulakasari. Thank you.